Thank you for joining the Path audiobook series, where we follow the life of Neo, an African girl who navigates the challenges and obstacles in her path of purpose. This is an autobiographical fiction by Dr. Muthoni Amuhango, and we hope you learn great lessons to apply in your life's journey towards becoming. Today's chapter, Purpose is a Journey, Not Destination, is brought to you by Print on Demand by CLC Kenya. This is a program that allows authors and publishers to respond quickly to local demands by printing what they need when they need it. POD shines when lower quantities are needed. It offers an alternative way to bypass the time, capital investment, and risk associated with managing inventory, letting authors and publishers go from publishing to selling custom products at a fraction of the cost. Embrace the technology that has revolutionized the way books are availed to readers globally.
Lost in thought, Neo continued to ponder the alternate realities where her life unfolded differently, each possibility a kaleidoscope of what could have been. Negative peer influence had diverted her from her goals. The desire to conform to social norms or the influence of friends engaged in risky behaviors led her away from her faith and constructive paths. Her first success after high school should have been staying in good company. Hanging out with friends who loved God and His service would have kept her on the right path. Second, she should have paid attention to the word and prophecy from God concerning her. Instead of pursuing her personal plan for her life, she should have trusted God and His calling. From a young age, she had mapped out a meticulous plan for her life, determined to carve her own path to greatness. The prophecy from God spoke of a purpose greater than Neo could fathom, a calling that went beyond worldly success and personal aspirations. It was a destiny intricately woven into the fabric of God's divine plan. Neo should have surrendered her carefully crafted roadmap to the unknown path God had laid out for her. Third, she should not have pursued independence like the prodigal son. In the facade of independence, the prodigal son believed he had mastered freedom, only to discover that true liberation lay not in rebellion, but in understanding the responsibilities that accompanied genuine autonomy. By thinking that a life in the world, full of worldly pleasures, was better than a godly life, Neo had retrogressed for many years. Finally, she should have refused distractions and done better time management in her youthful years. The prevalence of distractions in her life, especially unhealthy relationships, had diverted her from investing time and effort in her aspirations. Those friendships had contributed nothing but misery in her life. She knew better, and so she should have done better. The bus jolted to a sudden stop, prompting an involuntary dance of readjustment among the passengers. Neo, ever adaptable, swayed with the motion, her eyes catching a glimpse of a little girl seated on the opposite aisle from her. The girl, with wide eyes filled with curiosity, was peering over the edge of her mother's shopping bags. Neo offered a warm smile, and the little girl responded with a shy grin, momentarily lifting the veil of monotony that often accompanied public transport rides. Neo said a silent prayer for the girl. If only she could be trusting enough to pay attention to God's leading in her life, the girl would not have to go through a rough patch of purposeless living like Neo had. If she had one word of advice to a young girl or boy in their teenagehood, she would encourage them to stay true to their faith, shun distractions from bad peer pressure, and pursue God's calling for their lives. Neo believed that following God's plan would bring fulfillment and meaning to their lives, just as it had for her, albeit after she had wasted 5 years of her precious and youthful life. That missed step in God's path affected both girls and boys. It had led many young men and women into a perilous dance with crime, alcoholism, drugs and addictions, immorality, corruption and poverty. While a few, like Neo, had been lucky to find restoration from self-destruction, many others were lost forever. From shattered relationships to compromised, unfulfilling and purposeless futures, the dangers encompass spiritual decline, physical harm, mental anguish, and the erosion of societal bonds. As these young people navigate a treacherous path, the toll on personal well-being and community cohesion is evident, painting a stark portrait of the destructive impact of such choices.
This is the end of your trip. Let's get up. This is the last stop.
the bus conductor announced with a booming voice that cut through the ambient noise of the town. His eyes scanned the bus interior, eyebrows furrowed, as if daring anyone to linger longer than necessary. Neo, along with the other passengers, began shuffling towards the exit. The urgency in the conductor's tone left no room for dawdling. Bags were snatched up, and people hastened down the narrow aisle, jostling for position.
"Move it, people. We ain't got all day."
The bus conductor barked, his impatience palpable. He and the driver, familiar with urban transit, were on a tight schedule, and they made sure the passengers were well aware of it. Neo gracefully made her way to the exit, weaving through the mosaic of passengers. The doors whooshed open, releasing her into the vibrant town once more. As she stepped off the bus, she carried with her the memories of a brief recounting of her calling during her teenagehood. She was grateful to God for a second chance in life. When she had called him, he had answered and saved her. He had not given up on her and had pursued her to restore her back to his path for her. She was also grateful to her parents for training her on the way to go. While she had tried to depart from the way, the foundation they had laid was strong enough. She could not depart from it. Now standing at the crossroads of her 20s, Neo carried with her the residue of the sacred moments she experienced earlier as a child. The godly upbringing, the fragments of the prophecy, the echoes of her dream encounters, and the whisper of her calling lingered in the recesses of her mind. She was now on the right path, each stride taking her closer to the fulfillment of that divine purpose. Neo had embraced the challenges that adorned her journey, the uphill climbs that strengthened her resolve and the valleys that taught her resilience. The path was paved with moments of triumph and trials, each serving as a testament to her unwavering commitment to the calling that had set her apart. She was on the right path indeed, but not yet at her destination.
"Will I become a great minister of God's word? Will I preach the gospel to the nations? Will I train and empower pastors? Will I become a prophet to the nations?"
As she embraced the uncertainties that lay beyond the horizon, Neo took solace in the knowledge that she was now on her God's defined path, a trajectory that honored the divine calling she had heard in her teenage years. The beacon of purpose was lighting her way through the vast expanse of the future. Neo took a deep breath, feeling the energy of the town envelop her. The bustling streets and colorful buildings seemed to beckon her forward, urging her to continue her journey on the path towards her ultimate purpose.
We hope you enjoyed this story. We express our gratitude for following our last episode in the Path audiobook series. Join us for the next book, The Redemption: An African Girl's Journey to Purpose. It is the sequel to The Path, and we will journey through Neo's life as she transitioned from business to ministry work. The path God had ordained for her from the beginning. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review at www.kenyaclc.org or on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Spotify, and other audio platforms of your choice. The social media handle is at CLC Kenya. The prayer for today, as we close the first book, is that you may know the author of your life and that you understand the purpose he has for you. In moments of uncertainty, may God be a guiding light for you. May he illuminate your path and reveal the unique calling he has placed upon your life. May his divine purpose unfold like a map, directing your steps with wisdom and clarity. May he fill you with a deep sense of fulfillment and satisfaction as you align your desires with his will. May he open your eyes to recognize the opportunities and challenges that contribute to the greater purpose he has designed for you. May God grant you the courage to walk boldly in the direction he sets before you, trusting that every step is orchestrated by his divine plan. May you find joy in the journey, knowing that your life has a profound purpose in God's grand design. May God provide you with the strength to overcome doubts and fears. Let the assurance of his purpose be your source of resilience in times of difficulty. May he surround you with a community that supports and encourages the fulfillment of the purpose he has placed within your heart. May you discover the true meaning and significance of your existence, bringing glory to God's name. May your purpose be a beacon of hope, impacting the lives of others and reflecting the beauty of God's divine intention. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.